We're in the Sivok Shalom, Parshas Vayera. The piece on Parshat Akedah on page Kuftet. So the Sivok Shalom says, "Beparshat Akedat Yitzchak Rabu Hadiyukim." In the Parsha of Akedas Yitzchak, there's many different, many things to be medayak on, many specifications to look at, many questions that arise when we take a critical look at the Pesukim. Reshit, Dehalo asara nisyanot nit nesa Avraham Avinu. We know that Avraham Avinu, according to Chazal, went through 10 tests. Vilama rak b'nisayon ze ne'emar halashon v'alokim nisa et Avraham. Only here, this is the only time where the pasuk goes out of its way to specify that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing Avraham. Only by this one. This is the last of his 10 tests, according to one counting. This is the last of his 10 tests. And only here it says that Elohim Nisat Avraham. Shel Niskar Kach B'Shar HaNisyonot. Doesn't mention the words of a test by any of the other tests of Avraham Avinu. Gam. Madua Ketiv V'Ha Elohim Nisa. We know that every word in the Torah is significant and meaningful. And certainly the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are tremendously deep. And what does it mean when the Torah singles out, uses specifically the name Elohim, that it's Elohim that was Nisat Avraham, that was Elohim that tested Avraham, not Yudkei Vavkei, not Ad Hashem, specifically by Elohim Nisat Avraham. Hamorel Midat Adin Vayira, which specifically are relating to the issues of Din, judgment, Yira, awe of Hashem. The Ilu Benisayon Shel Lech Lecha Niskar Shem Avayav, by the test of Lech Lecha, the name Yudkei Vavkei is used. Vayomer Hashem El Avraham. Lech lecha me'artzecha. There it says, Hashem spoke to Avram and told him to go. Shushem ha-chesed va'ava, the name of Yudkei Vavkei, which is relating more to chesed and to ava. V'chein tzrich pe'or, madu ha-ketiv ha-elokim nisat Avraham. Why in and of itself, forget about even Elohim, Nisa, we're picking apart all these words. Globally speaking for a second, what does it mean that God tested Avraham? Who is the Nisayon for? Well, what happens in the story? What happens in the story?
Hashem tells
Avram
to take his son.
Take Yitzchak and to do what?
To give him a position.
To sacrifice him. So, if it were me, which role would you like to play in the story?
Avraham.
I'd prefer Avram over Yitzchak. Yitzchak's the one who doesn't get to walk away. Right? So, even if you were to say it's obviously a test for both, and to ask Avram to shecht Yitzchak is unimaginable. It's unimaginable. But Afal Pichen at least say Valokim Nisa et Avraham v'Yitzchak. But how is this Avram's test? Yitzchak's the one I can imagine Yitzchak like jumping up and down, like going like, "Hello, I'm here too. This is my story too." He gets no credit for it. This is an Avraham story, and it's called Akedas Yitzchak. So he's saying, what does it mean Valokim Nisa et Avraham? Hari Nisayon Yagam Yitzchak was there was for sure a Nisayon for Yitzchak in this. Kedamru Chazal. Shemevi Rashi, Achar Hadvrim Ha'ile, on the words Achar Hadvrim Ha'ile, Yishmi Rabotinu Omrim, Achar Divarav Shal Yishmael, after what had happened with Yishmael, what happened with Yishmael, says Rashi, quoting from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Shari Mit Pa'er Al Yitzchak, Shemal Ben Yud Gimel Shana Velo Micha, Amar Lo Yitzchak, Be'ever Achar Atza Miareini, Ilu Amar Li Yekadosh Baruch Hu Zavach Atzmecha Lifanai Lo Hayiti Ma'akev. He's quoting a Rashi of Gazal here that there was about an interaction between Yitzchak and Yishmael, where Yishmael says that I'm better than you to Yitzchak. You had Bris Milah when you were 8 days old. Mazel Tov. But also, I got a Bris Milah when I was 13. I'm much greater than you. Says Yitzchak back to Yishmael. You gave one part of your body over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If God were to ask me to shecht my entire being to him, I would do it. And that this is that Nisayon to have Yitzchak come through on what he says to Yishmael. But that means that it was a Nisayon for Yitzchak. V'hainu sha Nisayon haya gam liYitzchak. It was also a test for Yitzchak. Umadua mityachis a Nisayon dafka al Avraham. Why are we specifically linking the test to Avraham? And in the essence of the thing we need to understand, why did he even need this test? Achar ha-nisayon shel or kastim, after the test of or kastim, Avraham Avinu nichnas kulo litoch kivshan ha-esh almanat lisaref lagamrei, where Avraham Avinu, the way that Chazal tells us the story, that Avraham Avinu was told that if he believes in HaKadosh Baruch, either say you don't believe in God or jump into the fiery furnace. He jumps into the fiery furnace, right? He gave over himself. He had pure mesiras nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was willing to end his own life. He had emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to save him, but he said, if it's a choice between God or death, I choose God. and he throws himself into the fiery furnace. He's already been through the deepest of tests. How is this a bigger test? He's already proved himself. Umasar nafshel legami l'Hashem Yitbarach. He gave over his entire being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom. Sure. Can you show where we are? We have lots of questions on the Akedah. We just caught you up.
Okay, thank you.
So Avraham Avinu gave over his whole self, his whole being, he gave over already in the Kivshana Eish. U'l'shema yutshechim od et ha-nisayon ha-Akedah. Why did we need the Nisayon, the test of Akedah Yitzchak? He's already been through. What deeper test could there be than throwing yourself, literally throwing yourself into the fire for God? That it seems based on the fact that this is the tenth test, the final test, the ultimate test, we're calling it a test. It seems to be that it's even bigger than the test of Or Kasdim. How could it be that the test of Shechting Yitzchak is even greater than throwing himself into a fiery furnace? Kain Sarich Peor. We also have another question. There's a lot of questions on the Akedah. We have another question. Madichtiv Atay Adati. After the Akedah is over, says the angel to Avraham in God's name, Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. Now I know that you're a true yirei Elokim. Now you can see Avraham throwing up his hands. I didn't prove it to you until now. You were unclear until now. Avraham Avinu, it took until the end of Parshat Vayira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be convinced that Avraham Avinu has Yirat Hashem. How could you say such a thing? I mean, you can, since God said it, it's true. But I'm saying, Ata yadati, now I know, says God, ki yirei Elokim ata. Now I know. What does that mean? What was the suffix beforehand? The mida of Avraham Avinu is chesed and ava. Vayatzarich lomar. He's asking from a different side. He's saying vayatzarich lomar. Ata yadati ki ohev Elokim ata. Meaning he's asking a different question. It's the same question from a different angle. He's saying that if we know that the essential mida, the essential trait, if you want to use Kabbalistic terminology, the essential sphera that Avraham Avinu is connected to is chesed, and by extension ava. Then after the final test of Avraham Avinu, the test of the Akedah, then it should be you finally reach the pinnacle of who you are, and God should have said to Avraham Avinu, Ata yadati, now I know, ki ohev Elokim ata. What does it mean, Ata yadati, ki yirei Elokim ata, if that's not the central and integral midah of Avraham? That's the way he's asking the question. Od sarich peor. We also need explanation. Ma dichtiv beparasha gimel pamim vayelchu yachdav. There's three times throughout from the beginning of Akedas Yitzchak to the end of the Akedas Yitzchak where it says vayelchu yachdav, that there are two people who are walking together, and it's emphasized in the psukim. Batchila, at the beginning. Vachar shilat Yitzchak vaayi haset leola. At the beginning, they go together to go to Akedas Yitzchak. Then they're walking up the mountain, and Yitzchak's like, wait a second, we're missing something. We're going to do a sacrifice. Where's the ram? Right? And Avraham gives that very cryptic answer of Elokim Yirelo Haseh Mashula Kazeh. He says, God will show us what we need to find. Yitzchak seems to chop then that it might be him. But they're going up. And then it says Vayachul Yachdav, that they're still walking together. And then there's a third time where it says Vayachul Yachdav. Vayomer Avraham, he quotes it. Vayomer Avraham, Elokim Yirelo Haseh Leola Bini. God will show us that which will be sacrificed, the lamb which will be sacrificed, my son. Vayachu Shnehem Yachdav. Ulachar Akedah. Then after the Akedah, there's a third time. Ketiv Pam Shlishi. But it's on the back side of your page. Ulachar Akedah Ketiv Pam Shlishi. Vayeshiv Avraham. Avraham. Shalom. Welcome. Vayishev Avraham el Ne'arav. God goes back to those who he left behind, assumably Yishmael and Eliezer, according to Chazal. Vayakumu vayelchu yachdav, and they go and walk off together. Shilachora ma'ba'at ra l'ashmein b'zeh. What is the Torah teaching us by constantly emphasizing that they're coming back, then they're all walking together? There are a lot of questions on the Akedah. We're going to start answering them. Okay? Tov. Vayish lomar. Vayish lomar ha'inan dinei. Kvaramu Chazal has said, Asara nisyonot nit nesa Avraham Avinu, v'amad b'cholam lehodia kama chibato shel Avraham Avinu lifnei amakom. There were 10 tests that were given to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu withstood all of those tests to show the love of Avraham Avinu before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'katav al zeh b'sefer emunah b'tachon, amyuchas to Ramban. About this it says in the Sefer emunah b'tachon, which is attributed to the Ramban, v'zeh l'shono, ואל תחשוב שמעלתו של אברהם אבינו הייתה גדולה כל כך לפני המקום מצד שקיים כל התורה וכו'. The greatness of Abraham Avinu says the Sefer Emunah Bitachon, the greatness of Abraham Avinu was not that he kept Kol HaTorah Kula. I would have thought that would be really impressive for somebody to keep Kol HaTorah Kula even before the Torah is given. I think that's something that could be well attributed to him. But it says, he says, no, that's not the Maila of Abraham Avinu. What's the Maila of Abraham Avinu, according to the Sefer? Tre'ef Shar, Shalayab Yisrael Mishakayam Kol HaTorah. Because it's not possible that there's not been a time where somebody in the history of Klal Yisrael has kept all the Torah. There's been somebody else who kept all the Torah. What was unique about Avraham Avinu? What was the uniqueness of Avraham Avinu that's being brought out? Shekvar hayu bahen. Shemato ba'atav shel nachash. Not so clear to me what that means. Aval chibato hayitza lifnei ha'makom. But what was unique to him, what created the chiba by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu, was that he withstood these tests. Meaning, the Emunah Bitachon is understanding based on this Mishnah, and the Mishnah is basically saying it itself, is that the uniqueness of that's brought out of the chiba, the love between Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's being brought out specifically by these tests. That's what's creating the uniqueness of Avraham. That's what's pushing forth the uniqueness of Avraham. The tests are producing that reality. V'hainu, she'asra nisyonot migalim umodiim et chibato shel Avraham Avinu lifnei ha'makom. These 10 tests are revealing and testifying to, or making known, the love of Avraham Avinu before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval kol madrigotav u'ma shekayam et kol hatorah kula, adayin ein bahem lehodia godel chibato lifnei ha'makom. And all of the other madrigas of Avraham Avinu, all the other greatnesses of Avraham Avinu, and the fact that he kept all the Torah, that's still not enough to have shown the depth of the love of Avraham Avinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'abior bazeh, what does this mean? La'avin godel inyan nisyonot, to understand the tests of Avraham Avinu, why they're so great, why they're so significant. Let's try one more time. Shekiyam kol HaTorah einu mevi et ha'adam l'mala shel amida b'nisyonot. Why is it that keeping all of the Torah is not equivalent to... What's greater about withstanding the tests that we receive from God, even more so than keeping Kol HaTorah Kula? So he's saying, what does that mean? What's the uniqueness? What is the greatness of withstanding the tests that it's even greater than keeping the whole Torah by before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yish lomar al pimadita mi Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. We can explain this based on what the Baal Shem says. What happens in a moment of a nisayon? Meaning, we're saying that a nisayon, withstanding a nisayon, is even greater than keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. It shows a person's love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more so than keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. The first one online is Sheminasim. So the Baal Shem says, what's unique about a test? What's unique about a test is this, says the Baal Shem. Sheminasim et ha'adam, notlim imenu et kol ha'arot v'hamadregot shelo, v'hu sharoi az b'katnut ha'mochin. That at the time of a test, what makes a test a test? Is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the time when he gives a person a nisayon, when he gives them an opportunity, looking at a test not as a test, but as an opportunity. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a difficulty in life, which is an opportunity to push ourselves beyond our limits, beyond our seeming limits, that the only way for that to genuinely bring out who and what we are, is that what makes a test, is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away all of the support that he normally gives us every other day of our lives. He takes away the clarity that he gives us every other day of our lives. He takes away the madregas that he gives us for free all the other days of our lives. And at the moment of a test, we're left with nothing more and nothing less than who we are. And all that we have with which to prove our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all that we have to prove our dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is who and what we are and what we've really internalized to make our own. That's what the Baal Shem says. Ki b'sha'ag gadlut ha'mochin, at the time when a person has clarity, gadlut ha'mochin, when their moach, their mind, is in a great place, is in a big place, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them all these madregas. In ze chidush ki mitgabrim v'omdim nisayon. Then there's no chidush in overcoming a test. It's really God overcoming God's test. Right? If a teacher gives you a Scantron and gives you the answer sheet at the same time, who's really passing the test? Teacher's passing the test. you're a good, you may be very good at knowing how to copy things, right? You know how that, you know how to fill in the same circles as on the other side, right? But really, it's the teacher passing the test. As a mashal, meaning if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the koach to overcome the test, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's overcoming the test. The godless of a nisayon is that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts us in a place where we're being tested, it means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking away the training wheels. He's taking away the support. He gives us the training wheels in order to show us what we can accomplish. But in the test, he removes those training wheels. He removes those supports. And all that's left is the extent to which I've internalized that which a Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me until now. And through that, exceeding the expectation that was upon me, exceeding my previous natural abilities. That's the godless of a nisayon, of the success of a nisayon. The ikar nisayon, the essence of the nisayon is, who im omed bazeh gam ba'etz chashchut v'katnut hamochin, will I even be able to succeed in the darkness, and when my mind is in a small place, when it's not elevated by a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving me extra madrigos. Zemivchan al madrigoto amiti b'avodat Hashem. That's a true test of a person's real avodas Hashem. That's the godless of a test. That's the godless of a test from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is the question of, have I internalized my avodas Hashem? Have I internalized the madrigos and the godless amochim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon me in kindness until this point? Have I taken advantage of it? Or have I turned around and internalized it and made it a part of myself that now that I have a test where I no longer have this for free, is it so much a part of me that it's being manifest in a way where I'm making it real and I'm proving that it's part of myself by overcoming this nisayon? V'hainu, shehamadriga hari'uya shiyudit tzarich la'asig. That the level which a person is meant to achieve b'avodat Hashem in their service of God, is that a person is supposed to be working always, every day a little bit. No one's expected to do this from one day to the next day. Meaning it's a lifetime process of slowly but surely, taking that. In that in the good times, in the easier times, in the times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us out, to take what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, and to not just take it and run with it, but to take it and to start thinking critically, how do I make this a part of my nature? How do I make this a part of myself? You know, like maybe I'm somebody who gets angry sometimes, right? Maybe I'm somebody who gets angry. And when I'm angry, I get prone to outbursts of anger, yelling at people, getting upset. Right now, Baruch Hashem, everything's good. And I realize that I can interact so much better in difficult situations when I keep my anger in check. But right now, nothing's making me angry. How do I work to make sure that this type of language that I'm using, the type of interactions that I'm having, these moments that I'm having, how do I take that in a way that makes it me? That when that moment comes, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts me through that test, and I no longer have all of those madrigas, I'm able to go and make that real. How do I move things from theory in my mind to practice in my heart? And we do that during the good times, that when the difficult times happen, we're able to push them through. Share one example. I think my wife would be okay with me sharing this example. So there was one time, again, I failed many times in my marriage, but one time I didn't fail. That there was one time we were having a there was one day, she kept on nitpicking on everything that I was doing that day, and I was like, I wasn't doing anything wrong, and I got really upset. Like she was coming down on me about this, that, the other thing, one, this, one, that. That almost never happened. It basically never happens. My wife is a tzaddik, she's amazing. It basically never happens, and she kept pushing. And I felt that anger well up. And I took a break. And I went into the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and I looked at myself, and I said, "Robbie, you want to yell and scream? You want to say, what are you bothering me about for? I didn't do anything. This is about you. It's not about me." And I said to myself, "If it's really about her, if my wife is coming down on me, and I didn't do anything, it's because she's hurt. It's because she's upset. Me lashing out at her, that's me taking care of my own ego." That's me not being able to subjugate myself and to give to my wife. That's me letting my anger control me. Because I'm telling myself right now, here, I'm looking at me in the mirror. Right? Robbie, I'm looking at you in the mirror. You know that there's something going on here. She's not saying what it is, but there's clearly something going on. You know she wouldn't be saying that otherwise. So if you getting lashing out and being angry, that's just you indulging in your desire to be angry. That's just you being weak. So go out there, apologize, even though you didn't do anything wrong, although you probably did, but even though you didn't do anything wrong, go out there and apologize and say, what's really upsetting you? And I waited the 5 minutes till I was able to compose myself to that place. And I went out and I said, listen, I'm really sorry for everything that I did today. It seems like there's something really bothering you. Something happened today. Suddenly the wellsprings opened up. But that's the question. It's easy to say that when things are good. It's easy when your spouse comes home and walks in the door, if you're trained every single day to just go and say, how was your day today? Did anything happen? How's everything going? What happens when it's not so easy? What happens when you have katnut hamochim? What happens when all of that's taken away? Can you succeed? Can you make it real? Meaning the lesson that I learned was, if somebody is lashing out at you, then that means there's really something broken in them. So I had to take that moment. Am I going to have that in my brain, that I know that when somebody's lashing out at you, it's because they feel broken inside? Or am I going to have it in my heart that I'm able to say, push away the hurt because it's not about you? I believe that if a person is lashing out, it's because they're hurt, and I want to help this person, especially my wife. I want to make sure my wife is okay. That's what a nisayon is. I failed many times, but that's my point, is that you can is that it's the process of moving. That's me, that moment, and it's emblazoned in my memory. Like I know, like I, it's that, that's what always pops up when I think of a test. Is when you stand there and you have to literally and figuratively look yourself in the mirror and say, is this to me in theory or is this to me in practice? Is this to me in what I know or is this to me in who I am? And that's, I think, what the Baal Shem is bringing out here in terms of what a test is. God is asking us the question, I've given you all of this for free up until now. Are you taking this in theory, or have you taken the opportunity, have you taken the time, have you done the avodat atzmi, the work on yourself to make it who you are? And that's the godless of a nisayon, is that you can look at the other person and say, I've grown to such a place that I'm doing this because this is who I've become, and in the case of avodat Hashem, I've become for you. I've worked on this for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can succeed in this because I know you're only testing me, and I just want to succeed because it shows you how much I love you. That's the godless of the nisayon. Thoughts, reflections? Tov? State for the record, almost never happens with my wife. Not saying anything negative about Chas V'Shalom. Really, she's unbelievable. But that was why that moment was so, was that wasn't even a real test, because it was so unusual that I was able to see that it was a test. But I'm saying that, like, but that was why. But it's something to keep in mind. So, going back a line after Hamitit Bavodat Hashem is the beginning of that line. V'hainu Shehamadriga Haruyash Yudit Tzarich Lasig, the true place that a person is supposed to reach in Avodas Hashem over time with work. It becomes part of their nature, part of the essence, who they are in their soul. That it's not dependent on great, great insights about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving them great and lofty levels. To make it a part of who we are in our essence. Just like a person knows they need to eat, they need to drink, v'yashin, need to sleep. You don't need any huge intelligence. You know you need to eat, you know you need to sleep, you know you need to drink. This is a person's nature. It's how we're built. Our body sends us clear signals that this is what we need to do, and we need to do it. We may ignore them sometimes, but our body sends us the signals that this is exactly what we need and exactly when we need them. So too does a person's avodah Hashem need to become part of who we are, need to become part of our nature, that it's natural to us to do these things. That a person's avas Hashem and their yir Hashem become their nature over time with work, but it becomes our nature. Whether or not we're in the place where our mind is free, is big, is clear, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us that clarity, and whether or not our mind is in a small place. Like the pasuk we say in Nishmat. Kol atzmotai tomarna. On a literal level, all of our bones should say Hashem yichamoch, Hashem who is like you. So what does that mean? Da'atzamot, she'inam achilak megusham yoter aguf, meaning even our bones, even the deepest part of our physicality, the deepest, meaning the place that's most deeply embedded into our goof, even to the part of the most physical part of the body, down to our bones, our physicality is screaming out, Hashem Yichamolcha. That's how much is becoming part of my nature. That's how much is part and parcel of who I am. That kol atzmotai tamarta, that our bones are called atzmot milashon etzem, essence. That my whole essence is screaming, Hashem Yichamolcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like you. It's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our whole essence is screaming out, that our bones are screaming out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like you. And just like we have, unfortunately, on the opposite side, a pasuk that says that our sins are engraved on our bones, it should be the opposite, that we should bring our place where our bones are screaming, Hashem Yichamolcha. Where a person's whole nature is sin, there's a place where a Jew can get to, that our whole essence is screaming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is like you. Their whole essence is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing like you. And this is what it means when a person is going through a test by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity. He's giving us an opportunity to show the extent to which we've internalized our Avodas Hashem. He's giving us an opportunity to show our love for Him, to show our fear of Him, to show our closeness to Him. He's giving us an opportunity with a test. But if it's a real test, it's something which we need to put in the effort to overcome, by bringing out what we've internalized in our Avodah Hashem. V'amokhin shemigalim et higia l'kach hativiyuto, hi lasot rak et Ritzon Hashem, that our whole essence is really just to do Ritzon Hashem. Tov. Thoughts, questions? Yeah.
If we internalize this so much, it won't be any Nisayan anymore.
If we've internalized it, it'll be the opportunity. That's why it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to be able to express that reality without God giving us the training wheels, without giving us the supports, but to do it on our own. It'll have been the first, if we've worked between the last test and this test, to make it part of who I am, it's the first time that I'm truly doing this just for me. Which is why it's an opportunity. It's a test, but it's an opportunity. And because I've never done it without the crutches before, because I've never done it without the training wheels before, it might be that, you know, you take the training wheels off and I'm going to fly on my two wheels. But there's a moment of fright the first time you take the training wheels off, even if you're ready for it. Even if you've been riding for the last 3 months and you've got the training wheels on, but you never even touch the ground with them because you're so good at riding the bike. There's still that moment of fear of, can I do this? Of knowing the support's not there. That's what a test is in the Nimshal. I know that I can. I know that I've been working on my anger. I know that I can get over it. I know that I, in this moment, like, this is when it comes on. I know this. I know this moment. This is when I get angry. But I've worked on it. Can I still hold tough, even though I've worked on it, now that I'm in a place where it's bringing out in me where I normally would react in the wrong way?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the Chiddush.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right? Vinay. And a person can slip and fall, meaning if the fear is so deep, when that person gets on the bike, if they're so flustered, what could happen? They could fall over. Question is, can we succeed? Have we internalized it so much that we have the full confidence to go forward, despite our natural inclination not to do so? Zil. I think it's a little bit clearer.
Mm, yeah? Right, yeah.
Awesome. Anybody else? Good?
It's hard to internalize, but...
Well, so that's the essay of life. Is to make it real. That's what our whole life is about. And Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyirat shemayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for yirat shemayim. That means literally everything is in the hands of heaven. What is my whole work in this world? Is yirat Hashem. My whole work in this world is avodat Hashem. I'm in control of nothing else but the extent to which I can exercise my free will in choosing avodat Hashem. And to keep strengthening that muscle of Yirat Hashem and Avodat Hashem and Avat Hashem, all of the relationships to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have, that's the only real work that we're doing in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps adding more weight to that machine to see, are we strong enough to keep succeeding in pulling down on the Avodas Hashem, right? To keep drawing on the Avodas Hashem in new ways, in deeper ways, to lift even heavier and heavier weights against us. We can still push through with our Avodas Hashem. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyirat shemayim. Chazal don't mince words. They meant that. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyirat shemayim. That's where all our work is. Strengthening that muscle. Strengthening that reality in ourself. Strengthening the muscle of the heart. Opening up the heart. Tov? Okay. Vine. Ita basfara makadoshim. Shema shenutlim et mehatzadik et kol madrigotav b'sha'at anisayom. Which is what we've been saying up until now. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away from a tzaddik all of their madrigas at the time of a test, it means only the ones that they were zochet to b'siyata d'shmaya, means the ones they were given for free, the training wheels. Right? That's the way we've been talking about siyata d'shmaya as training wheels. Yeah? Insert here. But the things that a person has been moser nefesh to acquire and make real for him or herself, the amal umitagea lehem tamin, and has worked and toiled to achieve them constantly, those remain with the person. Nisharim heim lo ve'einam notlim menu afilu b'shan nisayon. Those remain with the person at the time of a test. Vine. Now bring it back to Avraham Avinu. Ready? I'm going to plug it all back in. Vine. Midatol shel Avraham Avinu hu midat ahava. Right, whether we know from just the stories of Avraham Avinu or from Divrei Torah or from a familiarity with certain paradigms in Kabbalah, that Avraham is connected to Chesed and Ahava. His whole Midah, his whole essence is connected to Chesed and Ahava. Kemo Dichtiv, as Avraham is referred to, which is an unbelievable thing, the Mishnah quotes this very often, Avraham O'avi, the Pasuk refers to Avraham as Avraham, who loves me. It's a lofty term, adjective to give to Avraham Avinu. That's part of his definition, his mahut, who he is. Avraham Avi. Shezohat Toar, this is the adjective. Hagadol biyoter shel ohev Hashem. There's no greater way to say that a person doesn't know of Hashem. He's called Avraham Avi. Shlomatzinu et alachim, that nobody else is described that way. Ulimidazo, higia Avraham Avinu al yidei higia, but Avraham Avinu still acquired this, still achieved this through work. That he was always working to get deeper and deeper levels, deeper and deeper chambers of Avodas Hashem inside of him. As the Maran Mikuvrin once said, with great excitement. That's a beautiful. This Tivot Shalom quotes this all the time. It's an unbelievable thing. Hear this. It's like it's one of those. You know, you think it's a chiddush? You think it's a chiddush? That Avraham Avinu lo nisraf be'or kastim? There's no chiddush in that. There's no chiddush that Avraham Avinu of anybody, Avraham Avinu who was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no way that he was going to burn up in the fiery furnace. You know what the chiddush of or kastim was? The chiddush of or kastim? HaChiddush eich she'or kastim lo nisraf migoldeus eish ahava she'ahava Avraham Avinu at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chiddush is that the furnace didn't burn up with the fire of the love of God that Avraham Avinu had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the chiddush of our custom. That Avraham Avinu didn't burn down the furnace with his love of God. Kacha, just to, his way of saying, to recognize what we're talking about here. This is Avraham Avinu. Asher ma'amar zo, melamed musag kol shu al gol al-ava shel Avraham Avinu. This could give us even an inkling of what it means that Avraham Avinu was Oev Hashem. That's who Avraham Avinu was. Vinei. Kol ha'nisyonot shel Avraham Avinu, all of the tests of Avraham Avinu, she'amad bahem hayub midat ava, all of them were in the midah of ava. He was always being tested in the midah of ava. Shal yideze amad bechol ha'nisyonot, and this is why he was able to constantly achieve and overcome all of the tests, because he was always working to bring himself to greater and greater and greater levels of avat Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him a test: have you really gotten that far? And Avinu would say, yes, I have, and would prove himself every time. Kivan shemidazo he sig ba'amal, that viyagia, that he worked and toiled to achieve this. Alkein he nisharalo gam bizmanesun, that was why he was able to retain this level of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was able to overcome the test that he went through. Shamidasha adam magia begiato, that the test which a person works to earn, eino mistalaket bimenu legamri afidu b'shat nisayon, is not taken away from that person even in the time of a test. Omnam, however, achar kol hanisyonot ha'elu, after all of the first 9 tests, haya nisayon ha'acharon, came the final test, nisayon ha'akeda, the test of Akedas Yitzchak, shekashe mikolam, which was harder than all of them. Why? Shebe nisayon zeh, that in this test, lo yachol la'amod midat ava l'chud, he couldn't sustain, he couldn't overcome this test just with the midah of ahava. That wasn't enough. Ki imrak midat ha'yira, the only way for Avraham Avinu to have overcome the test of Akedas Yitzchak was if he also had the Midah of Yira, was to link himself also into the Midah of Yira. V'zeh omro v'ha'elokim nisat Avraham. That's why specifically it's Elokim nisat Avraham, not Yud Kei Vav Kei, not the name that's more on Rachamim or Chesed. It's a name that's more that relates to din. In Hebrew, Elohim also means a judge. It's a word, it's a term that implies judgment. It's about strict din. Din and yir are linked also, meaning a person recognizes my yirat Hashem. What is my yirat Hashem? I recognize, I see God is infinite and amazing and out there, and I understand who I am. I understand my limitations. I understand my boundaries relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my yirat, where yirat Hashem comes from. Lirot, from seeing what God is, from getting greater and greater levels of clarity and seeing what God is and understanding my own limitations and how small I am in comparison. By continuing to limit myself, define myself, that's yirat, that's judgment. This is usr, this is mutr, that's judgment. Halokim nisat Avraham, for the midah of yirat. Shuhu Shema Kadosh Midata Yira, that's the name that's linked to Yira. Shanisayon Ayab Midata Yira, this test was linked to the attribute of Yira. Livchonet Madregato Yirat Hashem, to test his level of Yirat Hashem. Vilachin, Gam Ne'emar Kan Halashon Nisa, that's why specifically it emphasizes here in this test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing Avraham Avinu. Shelo kivenisayon shalech lecha, not by lech lecha mi artzcha shekatuv rak vayomer Hashem yud kei vav kei spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kan he anisayon akashe b'miuchad sheyatzarik lazagam midat ha'yira. He also needed a midah that was not as natural to him, that was not something that he was working on as consistently as he was working on Ahava. That made it a truly unique test by Avraham Avinu. Umishum kein, because of this, omek hanisayon he beikar leAvraham velo liYitzchak. This is why the test was more shayach to Avraham and not to Yitzchak. Even though Yitzchak's getting bound, even though Yitzchak's the one who's going to be shechted, it's more of a test for Avraham Avinu, because it's entirely unnatural for Avraham Avinu, because it's forcing him into a place of expressing his Yirat Hashem in the utmost way. Whereas Yitzchak's whole midah is Yirah. Yitzchak's whole reality is Yirat Hashem. Borders, boundaries, definitions. You know how I know that Yitzchak knows and understands boundaries and definitions and limitations? Because you look through all of Chumash, you know who has the least stories in Chumash? Yitzchak. Avram's got these amazing stories. Yaakov, you know, is going to take us till the end of Bereishis, even when we get to Yosef. Yitzchak's got a couple of stories and some wells that Avram, you know, dug, he gives them also. Avram, you know, done to Mitzrayim, it's the same test Yitzchak says also. Shh, don't talk about it so much. Move along. In a parsha that told us, which we associate with, when you think told us, who do you think of? Parsha told out? No, Yaakov and Esav. It's their parsha, right? I mean, also, you know, Yitzchak. Also Yitzchak. He redigs some wells. He goes down to Egypt. But, like, we don't even make a fanfare about it, because, like, Yaakov and Esav. That's the glorious stuff. That's the amazing stuff. That's stuff that's really shining. Yitzchak's either playing second fiddle to Avram or second fiddle to Yaakov. In on a Chumash Pshat perspective, and the answer is, of course he is, because he's all about the internal world. He's all about that internal place. He's all about Gvura. Yirah is related to Gvura, maintaining my internal boundaries. He's all about forcing those boundaries and keeping things internal and hidden. Right? What's the one time where we see a real burst of the only time we see a real burst of emotion and expression from Yitzchak Avinu is by accident. Right, when the king of Mitzrayim is walking around, and what happens? He sees that Yitzchak is mitzachek in Rivka by accident. That we see as this huge, beautiful internal world, but it's hidden and it's only seen by accident. That's Yitzchak. Not that he doesn't have that huge internal world, but it's held inside. So Yira is natural to Yitzchak. So Akedas Yitzchak, where you have to push yourself and limit yourself to the point where I'm willing to give my whole being over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm willing to be shechted. I'm willing to let myself be bound and shechted. That's a test for Yitzchak. But it's not even shaykh by Avraham. For Avraham Avinu, who's all about chesed, bringing life into the world, giving, going beyond his boundaries, all he wants to do is give. How can Avraham Avinu take away? Take life out of this world. Take Avodah Hashem out of this world. Limit Avodah Hashem in this world. How can Avraham do such a thing? It's not natural to who he is. V'halokim nisa et Avraham. All of those words are specific because that's the test for Avraham Avinu. That's really pushing him. Is he able to express that Yirat Hashem, Ad Kedei Kach, that's such a great degree. V'ein zechidush she'amad b'nisayon. There's no chiddush, which is amazing that you also recognize what he's saying. There's no chiddush in Yitzchak overcoming the nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak. That's what real Yira means. Right? There's no chiddush in that. Ela ikara nisayon ela Avram ohavi. The real test was for Avraham, my beloved. Lirot ech yamod b'nisayon shel midata yirah. How will he withstand a test in the midah of yirah? Excuse me for 1 second.
Thesis at the end of his like philosophy degree on that.
That's really cool. Yeah? Awesome.
Okay, I apologize. Vizegamkein. Is that what we're up to? Apologies. Did I jump down? We're not mad. Yeah?
Vizegam means something.
Madichtiv.
Yeah.
Vizegam madichtiv. Ata yadati ki yir'e Elokim ata. Now I know that you're also a Yirei Elokim. Now I know that you're also in your essence a Yirei Elokim. That it's not just the Madrigas that I've given you, that you've worked and worked and worked, even though your natural inclination is toward Chesed, to make yourself, to forge yourself, Aravino, even into a Yirei Elokim. Ki heyotzo ohav Hashem nitgale kvar b'nisyonot hakodmim, that he was an ohav Hashem that was already revealed in the previous tests. Shamad b'kulam, which he already succeeded in. B'koach midata avashlo, through his midav ava. But now in the test of the Akedah, Nodaki hu Yirei Elokim. Now I know he's also a Yirei Elokim. Shebemidat ahava levad lo hayeh lachol la'amod b'nisayon. He wouldn't have been able to overcome this test just with the midah of ahava. Rak al yidei midat ha'yira, only through the midah of yira. V'rak ata yadat ha'yira l'kem ta'a. Now, only now do I know that Yirat Hashem is embedded in you in such a way that it's part and parcel of who you are. That's what it means that Avraham and Yitzchak were constantly walking together throughout this entire story. Like the Arizal says, what does la'akod mean? It means to bind, l'kasher, to tie together. Shemidat ha-chesed, hitkasher imidat ha-gvura, umidat ha-gvura, hitkasher imidat ha-chesed. That Akedah Yitzchak, the Akedah, was the binding together of chesed and of chesed and gvura, of ahava and din, was the binding together of those two midot in order to overcome that test. V'yishlavin bazeh. We have to understand in this. Avraham Avinu nuchal lirot. Avraham Avinu was able to see. Ki b'nisayon hazeh, in this test, einenu yachol le'echoz midato midat ava l'chud. He couldn't only grasp onto the midah of ava. She'in day bazeh kedig la'amod b'nisayon hakasheh bazeh. It's not enough to withstand this test. V'arehu tzrich gam midat ha'yirah. He knew that he also needed the midah of yirah to overcome. She'rak al yidei ha'ava v'yirah ke'echad. Only out of ava and yirah together yuchal la'amod b'nisayon, because they have overcome this test. Ulekach, hitkasher im Yitzchak shumidat ha'yira. That's why Avraham drew himself close to Yitzchak, who he knew embodied the midah of yira. Val yidei zeh amad b'nisayon, and by drawing close to Yitzchak, by drawing close to his son, that was how he withstood the test. V'zehu omro v'yachush ne'mechdav, and this is what it means when it says that they walk together. Shavraham itkasher im midato shel Yitzchak, that Avraham linked in with the midah of Yitzchak, midat ha'yirah, to the midah of yirah. V'achar kach, and afterward, kasher noda kvar li Yitzchak al ha'nisyon, when Yitzchak realized that this was going to be a test for him. Meaning at first, v'yachush ne'mechdav is when Avraham knew he was going to go shecht his son, but Yitzchak still didn't know. Then Yitzchak says, where's the ram? Where's the sheep? Avraham just says, don't worry, it'll be good. And Yitzchak's like, I understand what's going on here. But then as soon as he realizes what's going on, what happens? Then after Yitzchak realizes what's going on, when he realizes what the test is, that he's going to be the offering. Kemo dichtiv leola bini. He understood Avram's words that the last two words were the ones that needed to be linked. That which is going up to be the offering is going to be my son. Az ketiv shu vayachush neimachdav. Then it reiterates they walk together. Sheata hit kasher Yitzchak imatoshel Avram midata ava. Then Yitzchak's linking into Avram in the midav ava. Mitoch shirash Avram hit kasher imatoshelo hit kasher gam hu kinegdo imatoshel Avraham. That he saw that Avram was trying to link into his midav yira, so he linked his midav yira back into Avram's midav ava. Then they were literally walking together as one, supporting each other and going forward and being able to overcome this test for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two midot were one. And they were able to increase the level of Ava and Yira and Kedusha to be able to withstand this test. Tov. Adkan, it's 2:30. So what he's bringing out of the other paragraphs are going to go into other things. The next one you can read on your own for sure. The final paragraph in Aleph is actually it's a totally different idea, but it's very beautiful about. So we'll do it. Let's skip to the binyan apa'am. We'll do the last paragraph, which brings full circle just how one walks out of a test also. The idea of the third time where it says the lashon of yachdav. The Ashav Avraham al Ne'arav, that Avram comes back to the Ne'arim that he left behind. He comes back to what we assume from Chazal are Yishmael and Eliezer. And they get up and they go together. What we said in another place, that which it says, which it says in one of the last brachas in Marav, depending on where you're davening and what country you're living in. Madita v'haser Satan milifanenu umeacharenu. Right? So we dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu at night in Mariv, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should remove the Satan from before us and from behind us. Sheish hit gavrut ha-Satan shel kodam ha-Nisayon. There's the Satan which is before us, which is coming to try to trip us up before the test, which is what we're familiar with. Meaning, Satan before me, I understand, he's trying to stop me in my Avodas Hashem, and I want to make sure that I can get by him. V'yish shel achar ha-Nisayon. There's also a Satan that's standing after a test. That's the one, the Satan that's standing behind us. She'achar she'udi omid b'Nisayon. That after a Jew goes through a test, and even succeeds in that test, B'tachlit ha-shlimut completely, mitgaber alav ha-ba'al davar, the Satan then comes and tries to overcome him, la'achnis bo ge'ut u'pniyut she'asa davar kol kach gadol, tries to come to us and say, oh, I'm such an amazing person. I knew this was a test. I knew it was hard. I did it. I got it. I'm the man. I'm the woman. Right? I did it. I succeeded. I didn't think I was going to do it, but I know it. And now I realize what a great person I am. That ga'ava that can come about. Meaning, why did we go through the test in the first place? What was the whole purpose of going through the test? The Shua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's for you. If I come out saying, I'm a guy who can do everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've totally defeated the whole purpose of the test. I succeeded in the test, I made it about me. And that's the Satan Me'acharenu that one needs to be careful of. V'yalzen, no tell me menu et kol ha'masi, and because, and by doing that, if a person takes all of what they've achieved through that test, and then makes it about them and gives it over to ego, they hand all of their success right over to Satan. It takes everything that we've achieved and hands it over to the other side. Ukemo shamar Rav HaKadosh, Amagid B'Mezrich, Zegodegan Alin Lachim HaKadoshim, Shah Rav HaKadosh, Rav Shmalka, Rav HaKadosh, Rav Pinchas, Baal Hafla'a, Kashir Higiu Elav, B'Pa'am HaRishona. One big Rebbe came to another big Rebbe the first time, and what happened? Shetza'ar Lifnehem, at kol seder avodat Hashem sheyudi oved Hashem yitbarach, that he explained to him all of the way in which a person should go in order to achieve avodas Hashem before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar shimachar kol zeh choshvim she'asa hayom mashu, that if a person does everything that I said, says this Rebbe, if a person does everything that I just said and is a full oved Hashem in their day by doing everything that I just laid out for you, and they think that they've achieved anything, that they walk away thinking that they've achieved something, notlim et kol avodato, all of what they've achieved is taken away. V'tzorerim ota kemin igul. Sorry, I skipped. No. So, no limet kol avodato. V'tzorerim ota kimin igul umashlichim et kol leomka ditzahoma rabba. It's like everything they've achieved, like there's a circle that's drawn beneath them, and that everything that they've achieved drops down into the deepest depths. They lose everything that they've achieved. V'zeh madrigal yonai til yudi. This is the greatest height that a person can reach. Lirot shelo ye'evad et kol avorato avor dvarim she'in b'hem mamash. Not to lose everything they've achieved for nothingness. Ukinyan zeh haya itzel Avram Avinu. And like this was by Avram Avinu. Because what happens? De la'achar nisayon. First he goes and he says, I need to be mekasher myself to Yira in order to achieve this test. Then he goes and he brings Yitzchak. And he's mekasher Yitzchak. And he overcomes the test. He walks away from Akidas Yitzchak. Hearing God say to him, "Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata." Now I know that you're even a yirei Elokim against all odds and everything you are in your essence. What does Avraham do next? He walks down the mountain. He comes down. He walks down the mountain. He lowers himself. That after finishing the test in peace, ba haba'al davar, the Yitzhar comes liftoto to persuade him, to sway him. Sheachshov ki asa davar kiniskav, that he to think that I did such a lofty thing. Vatato shel Avraham Avinu keneged zahitam, what was the eitz of Avraham Avinu? What did he do to overcome this? Vayashav Avraham al ne'arav, he goes right back to the ne'arim. Vayalkumo vayachdu yadav, and he goes and he walks together with everybody else. He goes and walks. Who's sitting outside? Eliezer and Yishmael, people who weren't even zocher to go up the mountain. He's mekasher himself to the people who weren't zocher to go up the mountain. I'm no better than you. He says, I'm going and I'm walking with you. I'm not walking above you. I'm not walking in front of you. I'm walking with you. Even though I've just achieved such great heights, we're still on this together. We're still on this together, says Avraham Avinu. I'm no better than anybody else. I've achieved my test, but that's my test. And we're all on this together. Those na'arim which were standing at a distance, and their whole exclaims into Hashem, they were broken. Can you imagine being Yishmael or Eliezer? This whole cosmic event is happening up on that mountain, and you were told, just hang out down here. We'll be back. Right? The big players have to go and take care of what's happening up there. You guys chill out down here. And he comes down to them, and they're broken. We had no connection to the great light that just came out through Erkedes Yitzchak. Avraham v'Yitzchak lakhu et ha-shivron lev shel ha-ne'arim. They went and took this shivron lev, this brokenness of the na'arim that were down there. V'yitchabru imam, and they connected to that brokenness. Yachdav to be with them v'shivron levam. They put themselves on the level where they felt the brokenness of them, of those other people who were down there. And that's what brought the nisayon full circle into its ultimate completion. A few of the things to be able to take out of this, to recognize, first of all, the godless of Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avi, and Yitzchak and Yitzchak's relation to the Gevurah, but also to recognize what is bringing about, what he has emphasized for every one of us, that to recognize that in the good times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us opportunities in the good times, to be able to internalize the Avodas Hashem that he's giving us as a gift, B'siyata D'Shmaya, and that the good times are times of work also, that they're times to internalize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. And that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a test, it means two things. First of all, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking that away from us. And that he's giving us an opportunity to express what we've internalized, because he deeply believes that we have the capacity to show what we've learned. That we have the capacity to show what we've achieved. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the test, it means that he gave us the opportunity to internalize. That he believes we've been able to internalize them until now, that we can show it and bring it forth. And if we're able to switch modes from thinking of things as tests, which have such negative connotations, b'zman hazeh, right? Nobody likes a test. Right, to move away from the concept of a test and think of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us opportunities to express our Avodas Hashem that we've internalized through our lives and the work that we've done to show our love for Him, then those become moments of beauty of us being able to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by showing how much we care about Him, by showing how much we've earned for Him, by showing ourselves, and really, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it? Meaning that's the Ramban. That he's just giving me an opportunity to prove to myself, to bring a mikoach al hapoel, to show just how much I've grown and how much more I can keep growing in my avodas Hashem to achieve true shleimut and perfection in this world. So Baruch Hashem, we should learn from Avraham Avinu, from him being able to succeed in all of his tests, even in tests of Yira, that we have the capacity to achieve even what we don't think we can achieve. That sometimes we need help to turn to the Yitzchaks of the world and to be able to pull in those that are things that aren't after us and ask for help and ask for support. And to be able to internalize the support to make it real. And through that, Bezrat Hashem, to achieve the greatest of heights, just like Avraham, to achieve great heights in the Avodas Hashem. Mm-hmm.